I want to read to you part of a famous speech. This is part of the speech that Martin Luther King made on the 28th of August, 1963, at the Washington Memorial to a crowd of 200,000 people. It was the height of the black-white marching in, I apologize if there are any Americans here tonight, not to describe it as well as I ought to, but you know, your history goes back, you remember those days. And you also remember this speech. Listen. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places will be made plains, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith with which I return to the South. With this faith we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, to know that we will be free one day. This will be the day when all God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty. Of thee I sing, land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside let freedom ring." And if America is to be a great nation, it must become true. So let freedom ring from the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire. Let freedom ring from the mighty mountains of New York. Let freedom ring from the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania. Let freedom ring from the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. Let freedom ring from the carverous peaks of California. But not only that. Let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and mole hill of Mississippi. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. When we let freedom ring, when we let freedom ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up. And we need to let go, and we need to let God. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, beyond, obeyed and wait, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs of him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to a city with foundations whose architect and builder is God. I would like to think, my friends, tonight we are prepared to lift up our eyes from the food and look at the fields, and to take our eyes off the waves and to look at Jesus, to stop counting the hymns and start singing them, and to open up our hearts to the Lord Jesus. You might say, "That's a pity there aren't more people here tonight than there are here." Well, only more people, for Jesus only had 12. We've got 120 here. There's enough here. What are we worried about? Jesus said, "If the Son sets you free, you'll be free indeed." So we've come to the moment of singing a lovely hymn together, after which we shall have a time of quiet. So we sing a hymn. It's number 203. I ask you to sing this hymn. Well known, no problems. And I would ask you, in the recurring words, which come a number of times, are that we should crown him. Notice that it doesn't say crown him of a bit, but crown him of all. I don't want to be rude. I won't be rude, no. But because the answer is to go home, really, now.
and not sing it, but if you really want to sing it, then would you open up your hearts and open up your lungs and sing it with tremendous gusto? And would you just ask the Lord to come and be the Lord of your life and to crown him? Put a crown on the Lord Jesus who reigns in your life as you sing this hymn. And then after it, we are going to have a little time of quiet. So it's 203, we stand to sing. What we're going to do now is to have a break. It's going to be about 5 minutes, and it is for you to bow your heads and pray quietly, to ask God to speak to you, and then I have some more things to say which will enable us to open up our hearts to God and for us to minister one with another and to help us move forward spiritually. I would like to say, and I say this most seriously, this is a break for those who want to go home, to go home. There are no brownie points for staying. There's no vicar's book that puts a tick against the stairs and a cross against the goers. Please, be absolutely free about that. Nothing remote to that at all. But you might say, well, I've enjoyed the 90 minutes, and it was a little bit more. I've enjoyed the 90 minutes, and that's just what I came for tonight. Praise the Lord for that. You go home. No problem whatever. And other people say, well, actually, I'd like to stay for half an hour. And I'd just like to be praying and to be helped about one or two things. You can do that. So it's a perfectly open, free time. This Bob's going to play for us quietly, which will just help us if there's pattering feet going out. I just play quietly on his guitar, which will help us be quiet as we pray. And then after a few minutes, I will start again, as it were. But I would ask you, please, if you want to go, get up and go. You've had a good time, and I'm glad you have. And see you for breakfast tomorrow morning. So let's close our eyes, let us pray. And let us just wait upon God for just a few minutes. ascend into the hill of the Lord? Asked the psalmist. The answer came, he that has clean hands and a pure heart. And it's important that we recognize that fact. I just want to read a passage from the Bible to just set us in the right attitude for the next quarter of an hour, half an hour, however long it is going to be. Words of the Lord Jesus, he said this, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. We need to reflect on the love of the Lord Jesus for each one of us, and for how much he loved us. And it was, of course, all the way to Calvary. And there is that amount of love for you tonight that the Lord Jesus has, all the way to the cross, 6 hours of total misery and excruciating pain, and finally dying like anybody else dies. And that was for you and for me because he loved, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And it is in the light of that love that I believe we can be open this evening to him. He said, what father asks for a loaf is given a snake? That is silly. And we come to the Lord Jesus with all that love for us. And he wants to fill us, and he wants to bless us this evening. And that's the one who wants to do it. And that's the love he has for each one of us. And if we want to ascend into the hill of the Lord, and if we want the Lord coming to our lives as we long him to do so with all the power of his Holy Spirit, then we need clean hands and a pure heart. Here's a song that will help us in that direction. It's number 202. St. Mary's Praise. Purify my heart, let me be as gold and precious silver. Refine as fire, my heart's one desire is to be holy. Set apart for you, I choose to be holy. Set apart for you, my master, ready to do your will. Significant statements. Let's stand to sing. 203.
Oh,
open and turn to number one, and prayerfully and quietly we'll sing number one through just once. Abba Father, let me be yours and yours alone. Never let me go. And I can tell you that he will not. He sees us exactly as we are. We love to try to pull wool over his eyes, kidding ourselves we can, and in our sober moments realizing how foolish we are. So in these next few minutes, when we have the opportunity to open up our hearts to the Lord Jesus, who says, I want to come and live in your life as your friend, as your Savior, and as your Lord, he says, I would also like to bring with me the Comforter, the power of God to enable you to do the things that I would like you to do. I will not leave you comfortless, Jesus said. So we come with open hearts. There are no shut doors in our lives. We come to the Lord Jesus and there are no-go areas at all. There are no limitations to the area of our lives into which the Lord Jesus is asked to come, with his cleansing perhaps, and with his blessing. And what does Jesus bring? He brings peace for those who are anxious, and it's a peace which the world cannot give. And he brings forgiveness, which it is quite impossible to earn. He brings with him a love which is beyond the wildest dreams of our love. And he brings with him a power that can overcome temptation and can witness for him. I'm conscious that there are folk in St. Mary's because I get letters from them. And I had one from a lady the past week who said, I would just love to know in my life the love of God. It's a sad thing to say, isn't it? But it's something that can be achieved. And perhaps there's somebody here tonight who said, I just love to be overwhelmed by God's love. And I'd love to know perhaps his cleansing in some part of my life, or just for that peace, or for the power to overcome that temptation and to witness for him as I long to do so. So the opportunity is for the Lord Jesus to come and do that. It is exactly the same Lord Jesus who has been described this evening at work in Hong Kong. There is not a glimmer of difference between the two. And I believe he longs to bless us at St. Mary's. He longs to see that prophecy about taking light into dark places come to pass, because it hasn't done so yet. Little bits here and there, but not what we had ideas for in the beginning. May God give each one of us this evening a dream, like Martin Luther King, an overwhelming dream of what he wants to do, a vision in our hearts as to where he wants us to go. The Lord Jesus said, I want you to go and preach the gospel. He did not say, I want you to think about it. He said, I want you to go. He did not say, I want you to talk about it. He said, I want you to go. And interestingly enough, and I say this hesitantly, but it's true, he did not say, I want you to pray about it. He said, I want you to go. And when you go, that's the time to start praying. What he's looking for is for obedience, as he found in Philip that day, with that wonderful result. So, we have this golden opportunity to, as it were, ask the Lord Jesus to bless us. There are those here tonight who from time to time help others in this situation. The last thing they would say was that they were professional helpers. But God's called them to minister. And you may just like to sit quietly where you are. You may like to go to one of the corners of the chancel area where Tim Giles will organise ministers to be, as it were. I would like Anne to be with me and another couple just here, because some people might like to be actually prayed with where they are. And you may, of course, like the person sitting next to you to pray for you. There is no regimentation here, and we shall only go home when there's nobody left to go home. So if you want to pray for 5 minutes, you can go home. You want to wait to be prayed for, you won't have to wait to be prayed for. We don't have any long queues anywhere or anything unsightly like that at all. There's plenty of time to wait upon God this evening. If you would like, the two couples are going to be here, that's Anne and I and somebody else, to pray with you where you are, or to come to you specially, then all you just need to do is raise your hand and we will do that. All right? Is that clear? Lovely. Right, Tim, would you marshal your troops, please, for me?